This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I have that sense of entitlement because I'm the first. Therefore, I get away with murder.
Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition, taking a look at our first story. Now, if you have siblings, in particular younger ones, you probably relate with this little boy.
Dealing with a little sister can be frustrating. She'll rip up your covering pages.
Sounds like an angry young child.
Yeah.
But here's the story in that there was a new study published today in child development. It finds that both older and younger siblings positively influence each other's empathy over time. And of course, this challenges the established wisdom that it's only older kids who play an important role in shaping their younger brothers or sisters' attitudes.
Right. And I guess to paint a concrete example of this, we all know this. If you are an elder sibling or if you have an older sibling, I'm sure the thing that parents always tell them, and you've heard this, I'm sure, you're the eldest in the family. What you say, what you do, how you act, how you dress, that is what is going to influence the rest of your brothers and sisters.
Right.
And, I mean, and it's a standard trope across races, religions, caste,
creeds. Sounds like such a heavy burden for a young child to carry at such a young age.
It is, right? Because, and especially with, I guess, even things like developing empathy.
Yeah.
It's all the onus and the burden is on you as an eldest sibling.
And as an eldest sibling, it's hard to develop the empathy when you've been carrying that burden for so long, right? So,
correct.
Like, you know, the elder sibling's like, well, really, is now the time for empathy? Right now?
Correct. I mean, I don't have the problem. I'm the youngest in the family. I'm okay. No one cares about you because you're the middle child. So, no, you know, you don't have the problem either.
This is true.
But apparently now, you know, this study has shown that the youngest in the family or the younger siblings play as important a role. I mean, it's not taking the role away from the eldest because, I mean, you still have to bear that burden, I'm afraid.
Yes.
But it's a mutual thing.
Right. And it takes the burden off parents slightly a little bit as well, whose influence has been shown to affect the development of empathy. Now, let's head to our phone lines where consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambunathan is waiting. Paul, great to have you with us on the program. So tell us what we're talking about. Does sibling order actually matter?
Sibling order has had an uncanny effect on many families. I don't know where this has come from, but it is quite natural to see differences between children and when they were born in a family of multiple kids. Now, it is not necessary that a first child, second, third, and so on, it is not necessary for us to accord them any particular personality. I think if you look at modern science, what you'll see is that all personalities are shaped at any time. Anytime personalities can be shaped. The eldest, of course, by chronology, has more time with the parents, and the second one comes along, and there might be something called displacement, which sometimes gives way to sibling rivalry. But if the parents brought up the second child along the same lines of parenting, then there would be no first order, second order, third order differences. Consistency in parenting will avoid that kind of pigeonholing.
Mm. All right.
So does this suggest that the common myths about sibling order are not necessarily true? I mean, you know those stereotypes about how, you know, my sister gets everything, well, Ezra's got a middle child syndrome,
and I'm
a spoiled brat. I mean, is that true?
I think a lot of it is self-fulfilling prophecy that the adults impose on the kids, you know. The eldest child gets it all because he was there for a long time. And I'm the eldest child. And yes, I probably got all of everything that was coming around at that time because I was the firstborn. And then 2 years later comes this little girl, my sister. And she gets all the attention because she's a new arrival. Of course, I must have felt some kind of rivalry or some jealousy. But I don't get it all. The second one got it all. And then the third one shows up. And then I wonder whether the second child feels that same way towards the third. So it can go on and on and on forever, you know. Nobody knew that the middle child was going to be a middle child. As far as many people were concerned, the second child was the last child. And then by necessity or by deliberation or by accident, they had a third child. And now you have a middle child. So the middle child doesn't know this. The environment actually sort of imposes these ideas in children's heads. And the children have this kind of ideas developing as their cognition starts developing around the age of 2, 3, and 4 years old. Mm. And then they begin to realize, hey, we're different. I can tell you one thing. As the first child, I got punished a lot for the sins of the others too.
So, Paul, does it have to do with how parents treat their children differently? I mean, not necessarily because of favoritism, but because, for example, they expect the elder one to give in to the younger sibling. And that's how siblings end up to be, I guess, different.
I think your question has an element of truth there, because when the first child is born, it is evident that the first child is going to go through and reach the milestones of cognition and behavior before the others. And what we hear regularly is, you're older, give in. You understand this, give in. He's only a child, he doesn't understand. So these things are common things that parents, primary caregivers always say. So the first child has to start processing things earlier, and sometimes, as the article suggests, that because of the way the second child is looked after, the first child begins to learn and understand, not resent, learn and understand that these are the processes of caring, responding, etc., and thus the idea of developing empathy as well.
So, Paul, how can parents approach this? How should they think about raising many kids?
Okay, the first thing I would say to parents is, make sure as parents, you do the parenting. Not the maid, not the private tuition teacher, and no other tutor. You are the parent, so make sure you do the parenting. That's number one. Number two, the more time and quality time you spend with your kids, the better and more leverage you'll have as a parent. So the important thing is to have deliberate parenting. Not accidental, tidapa kind of parenting where you let the maid do it, let the driver do it. Deliberate parenting means you sit down with your co-parenting partner and decide on a kind of curriculum, developmental curriculum that you want to impart for the benefit of your children. And each child should be treated either equally in the curriculum or specifically to their personalities that are evolving.
Paul, thank you very much for that. That was consultant clinical psychologist Paul Jambanathan sharing his thoughts with us about whether sibling order really matters. And, you know, if you're a parent or if you're an elder sibling, a middle child, and you want to share your experiences about sibling order, call us at 03-771-09000. I'm sure many folks will have a lot to say about how they perceived, how they were treated differently perhaps from their siblings.
I guess there must be a difference also when there's a large gap between siblings. I guess maybe if there's like a 1 or 2 year gap, it plays more of an important role than if there's a 7, 8, 9 year gap, because then it's slightly different because you have a slightly older child as the eldest child.
I'm always also so fascinated about how siblings react to each other when they're young and how much of that is carried over right into their adulthood days, where
some scars never heal us.
It's such a weird thing. Like, you would have gone through enough in life to figure out, you know what, I'm a bigger person than this.
But that one time
when they
stole my Optimus Prime.
That's right.
I will never forgive you.
Those scars just never heal. But, you know, if I'm talking nonsense, or if you want to agree or disagree, call us at 03-771-09000.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.